It's been really pleasing. We started a week earlier than usual because we had a number of new guys coming into the squad and the guys that are sort of left and retired. So we felt we needed to get a little bit extra time in. So we're actually 10 weeks in already, and it's only just the end of August. But yeah, preparations have gone really well. Pre-season fixtures were good, although perhaps the results didn't go the way that we wanted. It certainly challenged the guys that we had and gave us a chance to see the new guys and different combinations. So yeah, been really pleasing on the whole.
You mentioned the new guys. How has the recruitment gone? And is there anyone else out there that we particularly need to look out for in terms of being in a Worthing shirt this season?
Yeah, we, as you said, we knew we were going to lose a number of players through some through retirement, some sort of moving on to challenge themselves at higher leagues, which is what it's about. You know, you always want to play the best level that you can. So alongside that, we knew we needed to recruit in a variety of positions, and we've done that. We've sort of picked up or looked to pick up sort of six or seven new guys, which we've done. So that's really pleasing, and we're still working hard. You know, it's sort of an ongoing process, really. Yeah, there's some guys that have come across from Hampshire that played for Hampshire in the cup final for them this year are in the back row. We've got a guy who's played for Germany for the Sevens, and he's been on the European tour with them. So yeah, it's been really good and really exciting stuff.
Obviously last season you sort of flirted with relegation. What's the main target for this year?
Yeah, not to be in that same position again. Obviously it was no one wants to be battling for relegation or in that position. The target is to integrate the new guys, to build on what we had last year, the positives of what we were able to do, especially as we got to the end of the season with, you know, the Exmouth game, scoring 50 points there, and to try and play a style that's going to be both effective and also good to watch, that's going to give us the chance to score tries and pick up the points. With regards to league position, you know, we've set ourselves a sort of a target, if you like, that of, you know, points wise of where we want to be, that would sort of put us in that mid-table position. You need to be realistic, I think, and you know, we're not quite yet in a position to be pushing for promotion, but when that time comes, then we're going to do that.
What about you personally? I mean, you know, you're into sort of second season. Jose Mourinho's done all right in his second season when he goes places. Do you feel that you're better equipped now to take on the sort of the role, feel more confident in it? Are you learning all the time?
Yeah, I think the first year is always a difficult one in some ways, because you're picking up styles of play, habit, you know, groups of players, if you like, that were there before you. You know, they're not necessarily what you've put or we've put in place as a coaching team, while now we feel with the guys that have moved on and have retired and we've brought in these new players, we're at a far better place at this time of the season than we were last year. The guys and the attitude has been, you know, has been fantastic, and that's been really pleasing. But yeah, the second year is about building again from where we were last year, but also beginning to put things in place as we want to have them. And we've certainly felt we've done that over the pre-season. But, you know, very much so learning all the time. It was a very, very steep learning curve for myself and for Ben, my sort of assistant coach, if you like. And that steep learning curve continues, but that's part of it. And that's actually both challenging and enjoyable.
Yeah, and obviously it's good to get off to a good start to the season. What are you expecting at the weekend?
A very tough game is what we're expecting. Yeah, I think it's great to be at home for your first game. But that brings a lot of pressure as well, in that we know that it's your home form in the league that is going to be really is vitally important, as in all sports. And we know that London Irish are going to be in a similar position to ourselves, in that last year they avoided relegation by the final game. So it's a really important game. It is almost an 8-point game, if you like, first up, which is unusual. So there is a bit of pressure there. Forecast looks good, and they look to certainly play and a bit of rugby and an exciting style of rugby, and we've tried to do that this year as well. So it certainly promises to be a good game.